With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Government Accountability Office reports $236 billion worth of improper payments were made by federal agencies last year. Bob Agnew reports.
A GAO report released this week shows four-fifths of the payments in 2023 came from Medicare, Medicaid, expanded federal unemployment insurance, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Paycheck Protection Program. Improper payments are defined as, quote, those that should not have been made or were made in the incorrect amount. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States is welcoming the Palestinian Authority's formation of a new government. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. believes a revitalized Palestinian Authority is important for the Palestinian people, but also for stability in the region.
This is about meeting the aspirations of the Palestinian people. We believe that a reformed and revitalized PA can do that.
Kirby says it's too soon to make any broad judgments about this particular new government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is working with Israeli officials to reschedule a meeting called off after the United States abstained in a vote on a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. continues working toward rescheduling that meeting with Israeli officials to discuss Rafah.
We're working right now to kind of finalize a date, circling something on the calendar. And as soon as we get that and we're confident in it, we'll keep you posted.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with an invasion of Rafah, which he says contains Hamas military units hidden there. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 47 points, the Nasdaq dropped 20, the S&P 500 advanced 5 points. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children have filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, which was filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that the state is denying transgender youth health care. The law, which also bars males from competing against females in school sports, is set to go into effect on April 24th. This is SRN News. Well, chocolate lovers around the world are feeling the pinch of rising cocoa prices, and that's all due to changing weather patterns. Correspondent Karen Chamas has more on the story.
At the famous La Bonbonniere chocolate shop in Geneva, visitors rush to buy chocolate bunnies and eggs ahead of Easter. The shop's development director, Chantal Loubé, admits the low harvest in West Africa has had an effect on prices. About three-quarter of the world cocoa production comes from West Africa. With a shortfall in production and high fertilizer costs, farmers in Ghana, Ivory Coast, Nigeria and Cameroon are finding it difficult to survive. However, major global chocolate makers in Europe and the United States have more than passed on the rise in cocoa prices to consumers as their profits go up. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.